This is The Revelator, Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD. You're now invited to listen to a life-changing service recorded at one of our live church events. Experience life-changing prophecies, deliverances, healings and testimonies, prophetic praise and worship, bondage-shattering revelational teaching.
And now you're listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu.
This month is the month of identification. And I've been teaching some stuff to do with identification. And arguably, the teaching of identification is one of the deepest teachings of the scriptures because of several reasons. So today, I want to handle something else in that regard, in terms of the typical teaching of identification. I want you to come with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. We'll read from verse number 1 to verse number 10. Ephesians, chapter 2. Verses 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. The Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, that were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I want to read verse number 10 again for you. "For we are his" what? "Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now, I want you to understand something very critical in what I'm teaching you today and what I've been teaching you this month of May. That the topic of identification is probably the greatest topics of the scriptures. It is the greatest topic of the scriptures because, number one, probably, arguably, most of you, this is the first time that God is teaching you this stuff. Yes, you know that, Jesus died for us. He went to the cross for us. You know, you knew Jesus died for you, but you didn't know that there was a law called the law of what? Identification. But now that as I'm explaining these things, things are becoming more clearer. Things are making sense now. That the law of identification is probably the greatest law. The greatest law. And this is the only law that has allowed God to do everything that he has been able to do for you. Someone say amen. The law of identification. Okay. I've got some notes for you which I want to begin to give you so you can take some notes. The law of identification has allowed God to do all that he has accomplished for humanity. So this is so important for you to understand, that it is because of this law of identification that has allowed God to do all that he has accomplished for humanity. So in other words, God wouldn't have been able to do anything to redeem humanity without the law of identification. Come to think of it. Come to think of it. How could have God done it without the law of identification? Come to think of it. If it was you who was the sinner and then you died, be assured, as the sinner, you didn't have come back to life to tell your story. But God was able to use a holy, righteous child of God, Jesus Christ, to die on your behalf, to die, identify you with you, so that whatsoever Jesus went through, are you hearing me? So that whatsoever Jesus went through, okay, it has to be identified with you, so that he didn't do it for himself alone, but he did it for us. He did it on our behalf as our representative. You see, it takes the law of identification for you to enjoy the benefits of what Jesus did on the cross. Without the law of identification, God was stuck. Someone said amen. So because of the law of identification, God has been able to accomplish what he has done for humanity, without which he wouldn't have been able to do it. So point number two, what he did and accomplished in Christ, he didn't accomplish in all those who believe in him. What he did and accomplished in Christ, he did and accomplished in all. Now I want you to notice that I'm changing the language, not just for all, but in what? In all those who believe in him. This is huge. This is massive. This is massive. Someone said this is big. This is big. So what is the problem? The problem is our knowledge is too small. I don't know whether you're hearing me. Our challenge is what? Our knowledge. Our knowledge is so limited that we, I don't know. We walk in a set of understanding, okay? And that set of understanding limits what we can enjoy in God. Our faith is tied to the small knowledge that we have. Our set of faith is tied to the small perspective that we have. But as I'm teaching you now, your faith is lifting up. As I'm teaching you now, your possibilities are going higher. You can see yourself doing more things than you have been able to do. Because the secret is your knowledge. Are you hearing me? So God has been able to do and accomplish whatever he did in Christ, but he wasn't doing it just for himself. He accomplished those things in all who believe in him. Are you hearing me? Let's go to point number three. The life that you have in you as a child of God is the resurrection life. Someone say, So what kind of life do you have in you? Say, I have the resurrection life in me. So you are no longer waiting for the resurrection of the body. Are you hearing me? You are no longer waiting for what? For the resurrection of the body. I'll clarify that statement. I know it's a bit confusing because we know the body must die and then resurrected. Now, the people who are not born again, they've got a different type of resurrection from the resurrection that you are waiting for you as a child of God. You are already resurrected. Are you hearing me? Say, I am resurrected. So Jesus, on the cross, he died twice. He didn't die only once. He died twice. What were the two deaths on the cross? Number one, he died spiritually. And then secondly, he died physically. He died spiritually when he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama what? Sabakitan. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? At that point, he died spiritually. All right? He has to die spiritually first before he can die physically. You are not hearing me. He had to die what? Spiritually first before he could die what? Physically. So after he cried, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, at the end of everything, he said, it's finished. And then he said, God, in your hands, I commend my word. Spirit. He died. Okay? And the Bible says, And then he died physically. He went to hell, came back to life. He didn't just come back to life spiritually. He also came back to life physically. Am I right? Yeah, he also came back to life what? Physically. So if we are serious about the law of identification, then we should also admit that what God did in Christ, then he did it for you and me. If Jesus rose spiritually first, then you also resurrected spiritually first. If he rose physically, you also got resurrected physically. Are you hearing me? Now this is the confusing part, because most of us, we just know, we're waiting for the resurrection. No, if Jesus resurrected both spiritually and physically, then you also resurrected both spiritually and physically. Someone say, So what shall happen when your body goes to the grave? What shall happen? You are not waiting for a resurrection per se. You are waiting for a different story. When your mortality shall have put on what? Immortality. Oh my goodness, you're not hearing me. Your body must put on what? Immortality. Are you hearing me? Your body must put on what? Immortality. Someone say, That's why those who are alive, those who are what? Alive. The Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye, they shall be what? Changed. It doesn't say they shall be resurrected. It says in a twinkle of an eye they shall be what? Changed. Because their body is already resurrected. You are too slow to catch it. Are you hearing me? That's why longevity of life is lost. That's why sickness and disease has got no power over you. Unless you allow it. Some of us will just refuse to age. Do you know why? This is serious. The Bible says when Moses died, the devil went to get his body. Okay? Moses died. So the devil went to get his what? His body. And God had to put an angel there. An angel, Michael, to protect the body of Moses. Because in that body of Moses, there was immortality. Moses could not die. And God said, Moses, die. Moses said, no, God, we can't die. We've got immortality. And the Bible says God killed Moses and buried him. So we don't know where the body of... You can travel the whole Israel, you'll not find the body of Moses. You can go back to Mount Sinai, you'll not find the body of Moses. You can go to Mount Nebo, Mount whatever, Pisgah, you'll not find the body of Moses. Because God buried that body somewhere. Are you hearing me? Because there was immortality. And the devil wanted that secret of immortality. The secret of immortality is your knowledge. Someone say, The secret of immortality is your what? Your knowledge. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. And he was what? He was not, for God took him. The guy walked with God for 300 years. He knew God too much. Until one day, as he was walking, he thought he was going to step here. But his leg stepped in heaven, pew, and disappeared. Isn't that crazy? Are you hearing me? Are you following what I'm saying? So as a child of God, you need to up your thinking. You need to up your understanding. That you, where you are, when Christ appears in the clouds, there's no dying and then resurrection. No, you have already resurrected. You are living a resurrected life. What you have in you is resurrected life. Am I talking to somebody right here? What you have in you is resurrected life. You don't have the life that your father and your mother gave you. No, you've got the resurrected life in you. Your life that you have in you is beyond, you know, is beyond. Am I talking to somebody right here? Is beyond the normal life. Look at John chapter 10, verse number 10. Jesus says something there, John chapter 10, verse number 10. Are you there? Say immortality. Someone say immortality. Someone said immortality. You see, you know, when you're talking things among the immature, the children, you say, oh yeah, our bodies are going to be resurrected. But that's a language among the what? The immature, the babies. But you know that if that law is true, the law of identification, then when Jesus resurrected, you also resurrected. And your resurrection was not only spiritual, it was also what? Physical. Are you hearing me? That's why on that day when Christ comes to take you, your body shall just be transformed. It shall put on what? Immortality. Someone say immortality. John chapter 10, verse number 10. What does the Bible say? 1, 2, 3, go. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it what? That they might have it what? More abundantly. Say, oh Lord, I thank you because I have life and I have it more abundantly. Are you hearing me? Are you following me? There's no ending to your life. Jesus said, whoever believes on me has passed from death unto life. That's John 5:24. Give me John 5:24. John 5:24. One, two, three, go. Is passed from what? Death unto life. What is the premise? He that heareth my word. Automatically, that will produce what? Belief in God. So what Jesus is talking about is knowledge. The moment you begin to load yourself with the knowledge of the glory of God, you pass from death unto life. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? This is the secret of identification. That the life that you have today is the resurrection life. You have the same life that Jesus had when he came out of the grave. That's why you can do miracles. You can walk in the impossibilities. You can walk in supernatural things. Because the life which is in you is the life of God. Now, the problem that we have today is our thinking is still controlled by the knowledge we got from our mama and our father in the village. We grew up with that knowledge. We became born again. We never changed the way we think. We never changed the way we see ourselves. We never changed the way we understand ourselves. So the secret, are you hearing me? The secret of your life is not out there. It is in you. Are you hearing me? The more you understand what God has done in you, the more you begin to enjoy the abundance of life. Someone said amen. So when I say you're going to make it, I know what I'm talking about. Say, I will make it. Someone say, I will make it. Let me give you the last statement. We were crucified with him. We were what? Crucified with him. Is that true? Yes. And then died with him. Is that true? Yes. We are buried with him. Is that true? Suffered with him. Is that true? We are justified with him. Is that true? We are made alive with him. Is that true? Conquered Satan with him. Is that true? And we are raised together with him. Is that true? That is the heart of identification. Someone said amen. You see, the moment you begin to think about identification, you need to put yourself into what Jesus did. When he died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. When he suffered, you suffered. When he was justified, you were justified. When he was made alive, you were made alive. You see, Jesus was made alive twice, I've said. One in the what? Spirit. And secondly, in the flesh, physical. So, if identification is true, can I go deeper? If identification is what? True. Then it is also true that there is resurrection power working in your body. Am I right? Yeah. Look at Romans 8, verse 10 and 11. Okay, what does this say? No, you're not hearing the Bible. Can you read again? Are you hearing that verse? Can I read for you in a different version? Now, let me ask you a question. If a person dies physically and you bury their body in the grave, is the spirit in that person? Yeah? No. The answer, of course, is what? No, there's no spirit in that person. So that verse is not talking about after you have gone to the grave. Are you hearing me? The verse is not talking about after you've gone where? To the grave, but rather it's talking about you now. Someone say, me now. Someone say, me now. So the Bible says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of what? Sin. Okay, I know language is very difficult. That's in Greek. You are dealing with what? Greek being interpreted into what? English. Now you are saying, but Papa, you are saying our body is resurrected, and the Bible says the body is dead because of sin. You. You are dealing with the Greek being translated to what? To English. It comes with own challenges. Someone say, Someone say, Now, what does the Bible say? The Bible says, however, if the Messiah is in you, then on the one hand, the body is dead because of sin. But on the other hand, The Spirit is giving life to who? Is it your spirit again? No. To your what? To your body. So the Spirit of God is counter. Because your body is resurrected. But it must transform from mortality and put on what? Immortality. Until that time. Until the time when the body puts on immortality. God has not left your body without resurrection power. God has not left your body without resurrection. You are not hearing me. Are you hearing me? So God, it's like your car. It's like your car. The thing that makes your car to move is an engine with what? Fuel in it. Okay? An engine with what? Fuel. The moment there's an engine with the fuel in your car what? Moves forward. And then there comes a time when the fuel is finished, the engine is useless. So the engine is the spirit of the car. The fuel is the Holy Spirit. Let me use that language. When it finishes, the engine is useless. You are not hearing me. So you are carrying the power of immortality within yourself. You are carrying the power of resurrection within yourself. Are you hearing me? But God is waiting for the day when that mortality shall put on what? Immortality. Because there has to be a likeness of his resurrection in your body as well. As there is a likeness of his resurrection in your spirit as well. Because of the law of identification. Someone say yes. Someone said yes. So as a child of God, let me tell you the secret. When you are talking about the law of identification, I want you to begin to think big. Don't think defeated thoughts. Don't die before you die. Refuse to die before you die. Are you hearing me? Refuse to allow death thoughts to take no dominion over you. You got immortality inside of you. The spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead is at home inside of you. And he's busy powering you every day. Releasing resurrection power every day. Am I talking to someone here? That's why the Bible says, but if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal. Your what? Mortal. So in other words, your body are just waiting for that day when they shall put on immortality. The reason why that is possible is because Jesus resurrected both spiritually and physically. Are you hearing me? So God cannot do anything without the law of identification. He has to do it first in Christ before he can do it in you. That's why some Christians will say, we are waiting for the resurrection. Ask them, what resurrection are you waiting for? You're already part of the resurrection of Christ. Are you hearing me? And because you already died, you can't die again. Say, I can never die. Yeah. How can you die twice? And now talk to me. How can you die twice? Haven't you read in your Bible that God has put that man should die only once? And after that judgment, how can you die again? Say, I can never die. Now people be laughing. Did you hear what they said? We will be waiting for their funeral. Like serious? Waiting for my funeral? Like for real? Like serious? Waiting for my funeral? There's no funeral for me. There is no what? Funeral for me. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. I want you to give me verse 27 and 28. These are deep things. Someone say it's too deep. Or what does it say? 27 and 28. Hebrews 9, 27 and 28. I want you to see something there, and then I'm done. Nowadays, I don't preach for too long. I told you I've changed now. I don't preach for too long. I'm a very good prophet. No preaching for too long. Because even if I come here, give you one statement, it will take you 2 weeks to digest it. 1, 2, 3, go. And as it is appointed unto men once to die. How many times? How many times? Okay. After that, what follows? What follows after death? Okay, next. Without what? Unto? So there's no sin in your body as well. No, that's for another day. It's too big. I'll leave that alone. Just as human beings have to die once. Okay? But after this comes what? Judgment. So also the Messiah, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to deliver those who are eagerly awaiting for him. Not to deal with what? Sin. So as a child of God, oh my goodness, as a child of God, sin has no power over you. Sin has no dominion whatsoever over your flesh, over your spirit, over your ears, over your eyes, over your hair. He dealt with it once and for all. Because if there's still, it is there, whether it's in your flesh or in your clothes, wherever it is, then he hasn't dealt with it. Say, no, this is too much. Can you see now? So, Papa, if I do that thing that you do, is that sin or not? As a child of God. You see, whatever judgment Jesus went through, you went through that judgment. You were already judged. Say, That's why the Bible says there's therefore now no what? No condemnation. Why? Because you already went through judgment. That word condemnation there is judgment. There's therefore now no judgment unto those who are in Christ Jesus. Because in Christ, when Jesus became sin for us, he already got the judgment. He already went to hell. Are you hearing me, somebody? He already got judged. So in other words, you already underwent that level of judgment. Oh my goodness. When you shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ, it will not be judgment as in judgment the way you think about it. It will be the bema seat where you receive a crown for what you have done. Say, I receive. Say, I am beyond condemnation. Say, I am beyond condemnation. Am I talking to somebody right here? My goodness, this is too much. You know, there are some things I think about them. Should I share? Should I not? Should I share? Should I? Are they ready? Are they not ready? But now it's time to eat some bones. So it's time to chew some bones. See, I'm not waiting for any resurrection. I am resurrected with Christ. I have eternal life. In Jesus' name. I've got it all. I've got it all. Say, oh Lord, from today, I test the powers of the world to come. Now that is too much. That one is too much. That one is what? Is too much. Let me finish with Hebrews chapter 6. Now, I know when someone hears what I've said, without hearing all the rest of the things I've been teaching, they'll be jumping up and down.
Hey. Did you hear that prophet? Hey. All they said, hey.
You dumb person. Very low IQ. Me, I'm a bloody prophet. Me, you fight me, I'll tell the truth. You very low IQ. You are a person of a base assault. It's in your Bible. It calls people base assault. In other words, they are, you know, the camera can't even pick up the how low they are. Yeah. Okay, Hebrews chapter 6. I want us to look at verse number 4 to. And 5. Okay, give me 4 to 6 so people can understand. And then after that, we'll finish. Today, I must finish by 1:30. Someone say, yeah. Now, look at the verse. What does it say? For it is impossible for those who are, number one, once enlightened. Number two, have tasted of the heavenly gift. Number three, we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Number four, and have tasted the good word of God. Number now? Five. They have tasted what? The powers of the world to come. I know you're not hearing me. So there is a class of people. Now, not tomorrow, but when? Now. Who are testing of the powers of the world to come. When everybody else is waiting for that world to come and bring its powers, there are people now in this world who are living and testing the powers of the world to come. Am I talking to somebody right here? Say, that's me. Hey! Others are waiting for resurrection. Someone is testing. Someone is waiting to walk in the power of immortality. Someone today, are you hearing me? Someone every morning when they wake up, they say, I receive immortality from the Holy Ghost. I receive rejuvenation from the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Am I talking to someone right here? Say yes! Say, that's me. That's why Sunday is a Sunday of restoration. You were walking in ignorance and the devil has been busy twisting your body, putting pain here, putting pain. Now when you try to stretch here, your bones are cracking and breaking. No more after Sunday. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall fly above the storm. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Someone say, yeah! Say, that's my life. You are not hearing me. You see, when you're walking in this resurrection power, even your bank account, I mean your, you're not hearing me. Even your bank account begins to move in resurrection power. Are you hearing me, somebody? Begins to enjoy immortality. Yeah. Someone said, yeah. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Testing the powers of the world to come. Which world? The Bible is talking about when Jesus has come back. Is now reigning and ruling in Jerusalem. Are you hearing me? So then people will be saying, wow, this is amazing. But for us, we'll be saying, you know, we used to enjoy this thing. You remember in St. Mary's? You remember? Say, that's my story. Say, that's my story. Say, that's my experience today. That's why that prayer I was praying with you on Friday, very important. The Apostle Paul prays for the Ephesian church. He says, wherefore I also, after that, ahead of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto the saints, does not give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Why has God called you? And what the riches
of the glory of his inheritance in the who? In the saints. So these things are already in you. These things are already where? So they are in me, they are in me, they are in me, they are in me. That's why epignosis is not only the thing that you know, but the thing also begins to interact with you. That's epignosis. Are you hearing me? So in you there's immortality. In you there's the Holy Ghost, the power of immortality. But that Holy Ghost needs to begin to interact with you. Need to begin to interact with your body. Am I talking to someone right here? Shout yes. Are you ready? Say, oh Lord, today, after this revelation, I identify with the fullness of what Jesus went through. I receive it. I walk in it. I experience it from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, someone lift up your voices. Pray, 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 pray. Come on, 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 pray. Go for it. 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 Oh, go for it. 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 Someone go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it. Go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it. Let there be a manifestation. 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 Come on, pray, come on, pray, come on, pray, come on, pray. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Saka parada boshan tarabase kete liando. Suka tarapakatia hasanda mandoriazo. Handa rababa kamaraba hando romusha kataraba kurana bosen taraba shaka tayaza. Ne pakaraba pakatara manda baraba sentere beshe kete liamando. Oh, come on, pray, come on, pray, come on, pray, come on, pray. La sota rada bakasian kere meheste de yamando. Masuta la mosha kara mahaste ne mendo. Masa kapara la mosha kara manda barabase kere yamando. Come on, pray, come on, pray, come on, pray. Must be in me, and I know that I belong to thee. In your presence.
Say, oh Lord, from today, I begin to experience the power of the world to come. The power of the ages to come. It is my present day experience. It is my experience now. Now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, someone pray, ripashandara mane bede be seketeria doraba empara baraba kurada bo santa rongada ba seketeria labazo lempara baraba kurada pakatara ba senteria mahaya langara bazo rata bande de bo seketeria rababa ropo toro bando ro bo shanda rongada ba sunte de bekuria labazo raka karaba ba kashanda renge de be seketeria mahaya empara baraba do ropo toro bando ro bo seketeria ando ropo sonto monda zaka banta yama repetete de be seketeria ando longara Robo Sheketeria Rabohaya, Emparabarabanga, Rendo Banda, Monda Rabo Sekedia Rabasia, Rica Tarabaka Sheketi, Ropo Doro Bando Robo Shata, Monda Raba Sekedia Rabazo, Rakata Yabaham Parabaraban, Lendoro Panarunga Rabo Shata, Manibi Sondo Yaraba, Rakata Rabakanda, Rapa Him Parabaraba, Ropo Doro Bando Robo Shana Runga Raba Sekediazo, Lendere Sikatia Mahaya, Rakata Yasaba, Emparabaraba Hando Bando Robo Shana Runga Raba Sekedia Rabasoto, Ropo. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I decree and I declare, let there be a manifestation of the Zoe which is inside of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the Zoe manifest in Jesus' name. In your bank account, in your health, in your marriage, in your mind, in your eyes, in your ears, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In every part of your body, let the Zoe manifest now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost manifest in every part of your body. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, begin to walk in the power of the world to come. Begin to taste the power of the world to come. Begin to experience the power of the world to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, shout yes.
You've been listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD. To find out more about this ministry, visit www.streams.org.au or follow us on Facebook at streams.international.
If you have been blessed throughout this broadcast, go into our website streams.org.au/give.
Or simply text the word give to +61 427 746 537.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Shalom.